Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Thank you guys for joining me today. I'm so, so excited about the show today because I love sharing tips.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
And I've been sharing a lot of advice from my bag of tips and ways for you guys to really have the best vacation, the best trip that you can possibly have. Now, it's not a bag of tricks, so there are no tricks here. These are all great tips that can help you plan as well as enjoy these great vacations. So I want to wrap up the last segment with talking about flight attendants and all of that information they want to share with you at the beginning of the flight. I've heard people say, you know, the flight attendants sound more like sergeants and not air hostess. They sound more like the air police and not someone who's there to give service. But those tips are very, very important. And in the case of an emergency, you definitely will want to have listened very carefully to what the flight attendants have said. Now, they're not the airplane police. No, not at all. But they are there for your safety and for your health, and really for the safety and health of everyone on the airplane. Now, we're always hoping, of course, that we don't need to use these tips and these things that they're giving us. We don't want to have to use them, but if there is an emergency, you will want to understand exactly why these tips are being given. So let's go down a few of them. I know everyone has heard the flight attendant say, stow your bag under the seat in front of you. Keep this aisle free. Now, why is that? Well, the reason for that is if there is an emergency, you need to have your feet free so that you can get off of the airplane quickly. Because actually, the survivability of airplane crashes is measured in seconds. So you don't want to lose any time with stumbling, with trying to get over bags, with not being able to actually get out, because you need those seconds for actually getting down the aisle and getting out the doors that will be open for you to evacuate. So keep those areas around your feet. You want to keep those clear. And also keep in mind, too, that the person who's sitting the furthest from the aisle, so that would be the person sitting by the window, they definitely need to be able to get out. So if there are all kinds of bags on the floor, they won't be able to make it out. Now, another one that you may have heard, and I recently saw this, is no children at the exit row. On my last flight, there was a family of four, two actually babies that they had. They were sitting at the exit row. And the flight attendants came by and just said, you've got to move, and didn't give an explanation. So the reason why that is that the exit door requires assistance, not only for getting passengers off the aircraft safely, but also for opening the door. So the person who's sitting by that door, the passenger, you may actually be required, or you may actually be the one who opens that door in an emergency. And again, just like the first one that I mentioned, being able to get out quickly, you need to be able to get out quickly. So generally, those seats are left for people who are more able-bodied to be able to assist with opening the emergency exit doors or exit windows and being able to help and assist get people off the airplane and away from the aircraft. And those windows that you sit beside that say exit can actually weigh up to 25 pounds. So you probably need to have a little bit of muscle too in order to get those open and get those out of the way. And then I know you've heard this one because they go over this each time that you are flying, and that is your oxygen mask. And you probably have seen in the videos, because that's what we usually see the emergency demo now is mostly done by video. They will say, put your oxygen mask on first before you help someone else. Now, when you're traveling with a kid, I know your first inclination is probably going to be to put that on your child. But because the cabin can go, you know, the air can be sucked out of the airplane, really, decompression can happen very, very quickly. You need to put that oxygen mask on yourself first so that you don't get groggy and you don't lose consciousness so that you can then help your child. So it only takes a quick second for you to put it on yourself to make sure that you stay able to help, and then you can put it on the person you're traveling with. Now, you may or may not have heard this because I don't hear this as much as I used to when I was flying, and that is, in an emergency, keep your shoes on, but if you have heels, you have to take those off. And the reason for that is that heels can puncture those evacuation slides that come out of the door in case of an emergency. So you want to keep your shoes on because you may run into glass on the ground when you get off, or you may run into the pavement or the tarmac may be hot. So you want to have shoes on, or socks on, but you don't want to have on heels because that can puncture the slide. Now, another one, too, that we talk about when we're doing the emergency demonstration is your life vest. You may wonder, well, we're not flying over in the water, so why am I paying attention to that? Well, you never know. The aircraft could be diverted for some reason, and now you're actually landing over water. But did you know, here's a little bit of trivia. Did you know that only a small fraction of the passengers flying on the U.S. Airways flight that landed in the Hudson River actually exited the plane with their life vests on? That's actually a true fact there. So you definitely need to pay attention to that. You need to think about that at all times, because if you have to evacuate the airplane and there's water there, you want to remember to get that life vest from under the seat, put that life vest on the way that you've been instructed to put it on, and then inflate it as you're leaving the aircraft. Now, another one is remove your headsets and earphones. I've had some friends that I've traveled with say, well, I don't see why I need to do that. I can still hear what's going on. But again, when you're landing or taking off, those are the times when there can be, it's more likely to be some type of emergency. And you want to be able to hear any safety instructions that will be coming your way. You want to be able to hear them clearly and without any interruption, or taking those seconds to unplug your earphone at that time. Now, another one that we don't hear, but is my suggestion of something you should do, and that is if you're sitting by the window, open your window shades, because if there's an emergency and you have to evacuate the airplane, you really want to know what's going on outside of the airplane. So you'll need to see what's going on outside. You'll need to be able to see the engines, maybe, especially if you're sitting by one of those emergency exits or sitting close to one, so that you'll know exactly where it is that you need to go in order to get yourself safely off of the aircraft. Now, this is one that we hear all the time. Seat backs up and tray tables close. Again, we have to have that aisleway clear. So if a seat back is back in the aisle behind you, those folks won't be able to get out in case there's an emergency. And tray tables open, you won't be able to get out. So again, you need to think about clear access to being able to get to those aisles, get to any emergency doors in order to get off of the airplane in case there is a problem. Now, flight attendants receive safety and emergency training throughout the year. I'm not sure if you guys know this or not, but there's a lot of training to make sure that in an emergency, you kind of almost do what's automatic. So flight attendants are trained on everything from evacuating the aircraft to medical emergencies, but a lot of practice of evacuating the aircraft, opening those doors, shouting out the commands to get everyone off, so that in case there is an emergency, it's almost like it's second nature. So the flight attendants are there for your safety and for your health, and they're there to make sure that everything goes fine. But of course, what we want them doing all the time is just serving us maybe something to drink and keeping us comfortable. We don't want to ever have to use those emergency prepared things that they're telling us at the beginning of the flight. Now, this has been a great show. If you guys have any tips that you'd like to share, please send me an email or post them on Facebook, and I'll be glad to share those with other listeners on an upcoming show. Now, before I finish up today, I have to tell you that the show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Now, you don't have to worry about taking a flight over to the Sapelo Island to the birdhouses, because there is a ferry that takes you over. There are some emergency things that you have to do there as well. So it's always a good idea to listen to the emergency information and the emergency announcements, whether you're on a boat or whether you're on an airplane. And going over to Sapelo, once you get off that ferry, you're all set to relax in one of the beautiful cottages, either overlooking the marsh in the Atlantic Ocean or nestle among the live oak trees with lots of moss draping down. It's just very romantic. And this is the perfect time of the year to go. A great time to collect shells on the beach, great time to collect driftwood, and just relax and take a hike around the island or sit on the porch, read your book, and do nothing at all. I like all of those when I go to Sapelo. Now, if you want more information, want to take a look at their cottages, Check out their website at sapelo islandbirdhouses.com or give them a call and ask all kinds of questions about what to do and how to get over there. Give them a call at 912-223-6515. Now, we'll be back in 2 weeks. We have a lot more information about destinations that you can start planning for your vacation, maybe for the fall or the first of the year. We have lots of information also, too, more tips and things like that. We always like to bring great information to you all about travel. Now, thanks for listening today. We appreciate you guys coming and joining us. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.